Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and today I want to talk about what you should never do when dealing with a narcissist, okay? First of all, the first thing that you got to do is recognize you are dealing with a narcissist. Are they flipping the blame on you? Are they lying to you? Are they gaslighting you? Are they inconsistent in what they say? Their actions and what they say out of their mouth doesn't line up? Do they show you no empathy, like when you're going through something rough or you're sick? So the first thing you have to realize is you've got to recognize, know your target, okay? Know who you're dealing with. I always tell people this, and this is important, whether it's in business, whether it's family, whether it's your partner. Know them inside out, from their background on up, all right? Always look at the person's background. It's a blueprint of who this is. Where have they been? Okay. And how have they dealt with conflict? Because however they've dealt in the past is how they're going to deal in the future. So, you know, the greatest indicator of future behavior is prior behavior. So number one, know your narcissist. Number two, what never to deal with a narcissist. Number one, and the most important one, don't tell the narcissist your personal business, okay? Never talk about your money. Never talk about your weaknesses, you know, what you're sensitive about. Maybe you're sensitive about your weight. Maybe you're sensitive about your age. Maybe you're sensitive about a relationship you have with somebody. Never divulge your personal secrets to the narcissist, because they will use it against you. The first time when you get in an argument with that narcissist, that's the first thing they're going to bring up is your weaknesses and try to attack you, because they're wicked with it, all right? You're sitting there and you're talking to the narcissist and divulging your personal, insecurities to the narcissist because you think you can trust this person when you can't trust a narcissist. And the reason that you got fooled and opened up to the narcissist is because they manipulated it and told you a sob story, okay? Oh, my mother abused me. Oh, I was a foster child. Oh, I never got love when I was young. Oh, you know, my parents beat me. Oh, they're going to tell you a sob story so that you feel bad for them and you let things go. It's manipulation, all right? Understand this. So many people stay in relationships with somebody because they feel sorry for the person, because they went through something rough. So, I'm going to stay with them because, you know, I feel bad. I don't want to abandon them. They got abandoned by their parents and everything like that, all right? Don't feel sorry for other people, because one day you're going to feel sorry for yourself. Now, I don't mean all people. Obviously, people that need to be helped, that want to be helped, that's different, okay? But when you're dealing with a narcissist, narcissists are wicked with it, okay? So any kind of, you know, hurt that they have, they're going to put it on you. They're going to put it on the person that's closest to them. That's why usually if you're married to them, the husband or wife, they're the main target of the narcissist, because you're living there with them. And when things go wrong, you're the one who's going to pay for it. Okay? So never tell them your personal business. The other thing too is, when you're dealing with a narcissist, you want to keep your distance as much as possible, okay? And this could be like, let's say you have a narcissistic boss, a narcissistic friend, a narcissistic family member. You want to keep contact minimal, unless they are so damn toxic that it's really affecting you and affecting your health and your mental health, because they're triggering you all the time. They're causing you anxiety and you just can't be around these people. Then you have to really evaluate and say, you know what, this is affecting me. I can't sleep at night. I can't eat. I have anxiety. I am taking antidepressant pills or whatever it's causing you, because this fucking narcissist is triggering you, okay? When you get to a point like that, you have to have no contact whatsoever. No contact, all right? So, and a lot of people say, well, I'm married to the narcissist and everything like that. Well, you better think about your mental health and your physical health, all right? And you better come up with a plan to get out. If it's at that point where it's affecting you and it's affecting your mental health, where you're walking on eggshells and you have anxiety and you're depressed and you're in a black hole, you need a plan to get out, okay? Or you're going to waste away your life. Your health is going to deteriorate in time, all right? You're going to end up having other health issues, because your mental health is going to affect your physical health. So for your own sake, you have to have a plan to get out. But if it's not at that point, and you do have relationships with certain narcissistic people that you deal with, you keep a distance, all right? Minimal contact. Don't get into big, long conversations with them. Don't go back and forth with the narcissist. Don't defend yourself. If you find that somebody's trying to trigger you, you walk away. You walk away. You don't even entertain that narcissist, because they like that. They like to trigger you. They get a certain chuckle out of knowing that they're upsetting you. And this is exactly reactive abuse, where they set you off, where they're going to, you know, gaslight you and blatantly lie to you to the point where you're going to snap and let them have it. And then you're going to look crazy to everybody else, and they're going to go back to everybody else and say, look how they get. They're so sensitive. You know, all I did was tell them I don't remember, and look how they get. And they play innocent victim, and you're the monster that's attacking them. So you don't even get into it, okay? If they try to trigger you or something like that, you step back from it and be like, okay, this how you are? I'm done. Bye. I'm done. Okay. You don't even, that's your way of letting them know, I know what you are. I'm not going to play your game. I'm out of here. Okay. You don't play the game with the narcissist, because they want you to. They like games. They like to see you upset. All right. So the bottom line is, when you deal with the narcissist, the number one focus that you have to have is you got to focus on your peace. You want your peace. So if that means having minimal contact, that's what you do, minimal contact. Now, the other thing when you're dealing with a narcissist is this, okay? Never, ever bring something up to a narcissist when they are in a bad mood, because it's going to spiral out of control, okay? They're going to snap out at you. They could get physical if they're a malignant narcissist. It's going to end up in no contact and the silent treatment or something like that. So timing is always important. Let's say you have to deal with the narcissist and you have to bring something up to them, okay? For whatever reason, maybe you're co-parenting with them, or maybe it's a family member and it's a sensitive issue. Timing is important. You want to catch them at the right time. And hopefully, you know, you can have the peace when you negotiate whatever you're negotiating with them for, you know, what you're trying to get. Okay. Now, the other thing is this. Never, ever be affected by what the narcissist says. Okay. And that's easier said than done. And I know it. And it takes a lot of self-confidence not to let a narcissist affect you. And they will. In other words, they may give you a jab about how you look, or, you know, something that you have on, and they may say something like, oh, that's a nice suit, but isn't that old or something? Or, you know, oh, you know, you got lint on your suit or something. They may say something pretending to, you know, they're trying to be helpful, but it's a dig or something like that. You know how you handle somebody like that? You give them a half a smile and you walk away. You don't even have to say anything. The less you say to the narcissist, the better, okay? Understand that. The less you say to the narcissist, the better. The less you're around the narcissist, the better. The other thing is, never ever feel that you're going to change that narcissist, because you are not going to change that narcissist. They are who they are. They're not going to change. And you want to have minimal contact with that narcissist. Next thing you never do with the narcissist, you never beg them, you guys. And this is what they try to do. This is what covert narcissists especially want you to do, is beg them. And that's when they'll go silent on you. They want to beg you. They go silent for two reasons. One, they want you chasing them. Or two, they're trying to punish you. So when they go silent, let them go silent and you live your life and make like that narcissist doesn't even exist, okay? The last thing you want to do is beg a narcissist. The last thing you want to do is text them and say, can we talk? Or did I say something? Never, ever go back on your, you know, what you did or you said, unless you are wrong, okay? Never, ever waver when you're dealing with a narcissist. You got to be steadfast when you're dealing with a narcissist. You've got to let them know, you know what? This is what it is. I stand behind what I say. And you know what? If you won't acknowledge the truth or you won't take accountability, then guess what? I don't deal with you, all right? Then you step back from it. But never, ever, ever beg a narcissist. The more you beg them, the more they're going to step all over you. The more they're going to break your boundaries. The more they're going to, you know, give it to you even further, because now they think you're a doormat, all right? Because you're chasing after them. You're calling them. You're texting them. You're looking for them, okay? You're bowing down. And when you do that, they may be nice initially because, you know, now you're kissing their ass. But guess what? They're going to lose all respect for you. And now they know they got the power. They're the ones who got the power because you came looking for them. All right. So I don't care if they go silent for one day, 1 week, 4 months, 4 years. You hold strong. All right. You hold strong, because otherwise your boundaries mean nothing. All right. Then they're going to do this shit every time. Every time that you try to hold them accountable, they're going to run silent on you. So never, ever chase them or anything. You've got to set the standards. Not that you always let them set the standards, okay? Because the narcissist wants to have the power and the control, and they want to control you. So know who you are and don't be unwavering. So you've got to be focused. And the other thing is, you've got to recognize gaslighting, all right? So when a narcissist gaslights you, okay? In other words, they're going to deflect from the truth to try to confuse you and manipulate you so that they can avoid accountability. You've got to recognize when you're going to be gaslit. And that's when you have to step back and disengage from that. You don't go back and forth, okay? You don't go back and forth with the narcissist and say, oh, but it did happen. What do you mean it didn't happen? Or no, I'm not set. You don't defend yourself with a narcissist, okay? You don't defend yourself, because when you defend yourself, you're showing weakness to the narcissist and they will eat you up alive, okay? So you've got to know your shit, know what you're talking about, so that when you are confronted with that narcissist and they try to gaslight you, you say, okay, let me step back from here, okay? You and I have two versions of what the truth are. You know, I think we're done here, all right? And that's how you handle the narcissist. You're letting them know that, you know what? Okay, you're not going to own up to the truth. We're done. We are done, okay? We are done. Because what a lot of people do is they go back and forth with the narcissist thinking that they're going to make the narcissist be like, oh yeah, you're right. A narcissist is not going to acknowledge that. They're not going to tell you you're right. because that means they have to face shame and they don't want to do it. So they will sit there and lie right to your face, okay, and call you crazy or say you don't remember it the right way or no, it didn't happen like that, so that they can get out of taking accountability, all right? But you're not going to sit there and go back and forth with somebody who's bullshitting you. You're going to step back from it and say, okay, I can see we're getting nowhere here. All right, I can see someone's not, you know, acknowledging the truth. We're done. And you walk away, all right? That's how you hold strong to your own boundaries and letting them know, you know what? You're not going to drag me into this back and forth nonsense, all right? If you can't speak the truth, we're done. That's it, all right? So this is how you have to, these are the things that you never, ever, you know, you have to realize to never do with a narcissist. Okay, the next one, you guys, never to do with a narcissist. Never let a narcissist know when you're doing well, okay? And some people want to just throw it in the narcissist's face. They want to stick it to that narcissist. But see, here's the problem with that. When you let a narcissist know that you're doing well, what are they going to do? They're going to try to destroy you. And do you really need that in your life? If you're doing well and everything like that, why would you want to give them any ammunition to know that you're doing well? Because they will try to plot any way they can, especially if they're a covert narcissist. They'll sit there and say, awesome, awesome that you got a raise, awesome that you got that bonus or something like that. And meanwhile, they will try to destroy you. They'll destroy you with other people. This is how they operate, especially covert narcissists. They will gang up against you and have people hate you, all right? They'll try to ruin your reputation and your credibility. So, you guys, never ever let that narcissist know that you are doing well. As a matter of fact, you don't tell them anything. You talk about on the surface kind of things. Oh, the weather's great. Oh, did you watch the game last night? Oh, you know, there's a new play opening up in the town or something. You talk about on the surface type of stuff with these people. Do not tell them your personal business, all right? This is the most important point of never to do with a narcissist. Never tell them your personal business. Never tell them how much money you have. Never tell them if you have a fight with your partner. Never tell them about anything, okay? Except on the surface stuff, okay? Because you're giving them something to talk about. You're giving them ammunition to use against you in the future. So understand that. And especially, you know, if you're dealing with an opportunist type of narcissist and they realize you have money, they're going to pour on the manipulation and try to con you for that money, okay? So you don't want to tell people what you've got. You can't trust a narcissist. And they will try to manipulate you with kindness and flattery so that they can get a piece of that pie. So you don't tell them anything, all right? You don't tell them anything. Now, when a narcissist, and you're dealing with a covert narcissist, they love to play the victim to outsiders, okay? And to you in some instances when they're trying to get something out of you, all right? Never, when the covert narcissist is playing their games, never ever get in the mix. And what do I mean by that? That means be very careful when you talk to outsiders about the covert narcissist. Because these outsiders are going to look at the covert narcissist as the victim because they don't see it. They haven't been around the covert narcissist long enough, or they don't know what a covert narcissist is. So they look at the covert narcissist as this poor little person. And if you go and you talk bad about that covert narcissist, guess what? You're the bad guy. How dare you, you know, be talking about that person, the covert narcissist? That makes you the bad guy in other people's minds. You have to step back from that and say, you know what? In time, they're going to see what this person is. Step back, because you know what? The middleman is the one that always gets clipped. And that's so true. Don't get involved in the mess. Don't get involved in the mess. And this is the other thing, too, when you're dealing with a narcissist, never to do. Never ever ask a narcissist for advice, okay? Number one, narcissists don't want to even be bothered with your problems. You are a burden. But never ask them for advice, and I'll tell you why. Because when you ask a narcissist for advice, they're going to give you advice that would benefit them. They're not thinking from your perspective, okay? So they'll never look at it like, oh, this will help you out. They're going to give you counterproductive advice that's going to hurt you or that's going to benefit them. So they are not your people. You don't go to a narcissist asking them for advice because they won't do it impartially, looking at it and looking at it from your point of view, what would be beneficial to you. Because understand this, the narcissist is the enemy, okay? Sleeping with the enemy. So they're not going to give you advice that is, you know, going to benefit you because they're in secret competition with you. They're going to give you advice that's going to benefit them or advice that's going to hurt you in order to make them feel better, okay? Very, very important with that one, you guys, okay? Next, never let a narcissist know what you're doing, okay? A narcissist is very nosy. They want to know what you're doing most of the time, unless they got something else going on and they're not concerned with you. But some narcissists want complete control. They want to know where you're at, who you're talking to, what you're doing, okay? And they will try to ruin those relationships that you have with the other people in your life, your supporters, your family, your friends, and everything. And a lot of narcissists are going to try to isolate you from your family and your friends because they want you codependent on them. So when you're dealing with a narcissist is going to try to burn those bridges that you have with your supporters. They're going to be talking badly about these people. They may not want you to have relationships with these people, okay? So never, ever let a narcissist dictate to you who you can and can't have relationships with, all right? Because they will, like I said, they will slowly try to break those relationships down, all right? The other thing is, a narcissist is not going to want you talking about the relationship that you have with them to other people. A lot of times they're going to say, well, let's just keep it between us. Don't tell anybody else about what's going on here. And why is that? Because the narcissist knows they're manipulating you and they're afraid that if you go to outsiders and talk about the relationship to them, that you're going to be, you know, woken up about the toxicity of the narcissist. So they're not going to want you to have relationships with these other people. So they're not going to want you to talk to other people. And if you do talk to other people, they're going to want to know everything about what was said and done, all right? They want to know everything about you, but yet they don't want to tell you anything about themselves. Covert narcissists do this all the time. They want to know everything that's going on in your life. They want to hear that you're doing shitty because it makes them feel better. But yet when it comes to them, they tell you nothing. They're secretive, all right? They have a secret life. So in some ways, you've got to mirror these people to protect yourself and not let them know certain things that are going on in your life, okay? Because they're going to try to control them. And most importantly, you guys, never, ever believe the word of a narcissist, okay? It's not what they say, it's what they do. People talk shit all the time. And this is how people get hooked in the love bombing stage and the future faking is because the narcissist builds up a big fantasy in your mind and you're thinking that it's something that it's not. Narcissists will talk a good game. They're big talkers. It's not what they say, it's what they do, okay? What has that narcissist shown you? What the fuck has that narcissist done for you? That's what you should be saying to yourself. The other thing too is, all right, it's you gotta, you know, never believe what you hear, believe what you see, all right? So when you're dealing with a narcissist, their pattern of behavior is what you look at. Never, ever go by a narcissist's word, what comes out of their mouths. And next, you guys, never sway on your boundaries. Once you set up a boundary and that narcissist breaks the boundary, you give them one chance. You give them one warning and you say, if you ever, ever talk to me like that again, you and I will not be talking. If you ever break my boundaries and go out all night long and you don't even contact me, you and I will not be talking. Your boundaries have got to be written straight in black and white, and you've got to let that narcissist know you mean it. And you give them one warning if they break it, and if they do it the second time, that's it. You've got to distance yourself, disengage, and realize that you're dealing with somebody who will never, you know, follow your boundaries and will break your boundaries. So the rule is, don't let a narcissist break your boundary more than once, all right? Because the more you let them break your boundaries, the more you're going to be stepped on, okay? Next, never let a narcissist tell you they want to go on a break, all right? And this is a big one. A lot of narcissists will use this excuse, oh, you know, I think we need a break. I need some time to myself. I got to sort out my head. Oh, you know, I'm under a lot of pressure at work. You know, I just need a break. You know, don't call me or text me or anything, or they may even block you for a while. The minute that somebody says they need to take a break is the minute that you know that relationship is done, okay? Because if you can't sit and work out your problems, where do you think you're going to go with that? So then every time you have a problem, they're going to take a break. And by the way, when they take a break, it's because they got somebody else, just so you know, all right? They're not taking a break and sitting in their house by themselves all alone. A narcissist always has to have somebody around. So if they're taking a break from you, it's because they got somebody that they want to pursue and see what happens with that. And they're putting you on the shelf in case it doesn't work out. They'll come back to you. Oh, I feel better. You know, I just needed some time. Yeah, they just needed some time to go out and have some fun for themselves. And they're using the break excuse. Don't be a sucker. So never let them pull that crap on you like, oh, let's just take a break or something to that effect. All right. And lastly, you guys, never, ever be at the beck and call of a narcissist. And what does that mean? That means when that narcissist shows you inconsistency, and in the beginning, they're going to fool you and, you know, they're going to be really consistent, have you on the phone for hours the first 3 months. They're going to have you in a relationship fast and everything like that. And then once they know they got you, it's going to switch up. They're going to show you indifference. They're going to be talking to other people that you don't know about. They're lining up their next victim, the new supply, okay? But never, ever be at that narcissist beck and call. The minute that that narcissist shows you coldness is the minute that you, or indifference rather, is the minute that you know that that relationship is done, okay? The narcissist has checked out. So you don't want to be at that narcissist beck and call when they decide to, you know, hoover you back in, or they start to warm up to you. You don't want to deal with a hot and cold relationship. Either they're in it or they're not in it. Otherwise, they're breadcrumbing you and they're wasting your time. Don't be a sucker, all right? So if they're not keeping it consistent and seeing you and calling you and, you know, being normal about it, then you don't bother with them whatsoever. You got your cutoff game's got to be fierce and you got to let them go because now you know they're not all in, okay? And, you know, the longer you keep taking their calls and seeing them infrequently, now you're getting used, all right? They're just using you. So get out. I don't care what they told you. Remember, the first 3 months don't mean shit. That's not who they were. That was the fake act to draw you in. Who you see at the end of the relationship is who that real person is. So if they're not, you know, consistent with it and not regular with it, or they feel they could take it or leave it, this is when we have the reverse discard and people end up breaking up with the narcissist because they could care less whether they see them. Don't be at that narcissist beck and call. When you end it, you end it. Block across the board. Block them, all right? It's a done deal. It's a wrap. They're not going to come back and all of a sudden fall in love with you because they were never in love with you. It was all an act. People that care about you are going to care about how you're doing. They're not going to be indifferent to you. Understand that. If they're indifferent to you, then it means they're floating in the relationship. They're just stringing you along. And most likely, they got something else going on. Okay? And when you go no contact, in a case like that, never, ever, ever, ever break no contact. When you do, your power goes to zero. Now the narcissist knows they got you. If you take them back, that narcissist is going to treat you twice as bad down the road. And now they know that you are desperate. And how do you think they're going to treat you if they feel you're desperate? They're going to treat you like crap, all right? So you got to let them go. Once it's done, you know, once a vase is broke and you glue it back together, it's never the same vase. And it's the same thing with the relationship like that. Once it's done, it's done. So let me just recap here, you guys. Never beg a narcissist. Never be at a narcissist's beck and call. When a narcissist gaslights you, you disengage from them. You don't argue. You don't defend yourself. You disengage from the narcissist. If you're dealing with toxic, you distance yourself. You have minimal contact. You gray rock them if you have to deal with them, okay? And never, ever take what they say as meaning anything, because a narcissist is just a bullshitter and a con. Understand that. They are just manipulators. They aren't what you thought. And never, ever trust a narcissist. You got to recognize and know your target, know who you're dealing with. If they are a narcissist, you can never trust them. And most importantly, never tell them anything about your personal business. You know, whether it's financial or anything personal or secretive, never, ever trust that narcissist about anything that's going on in your life. And you don't need to tell them what you're doing, and you don't have to answer to a narcissist whatsoever. So lastly, never be codependent on a narcissist for anything. This is why you got to have your own thing going, you guys. You got to be self-sufficient, that you could be alone. And when you become that kind of person that could be alone, you become a dangerous person, because now the narcissist knows they can't manipulate you. And I hope that helps you guys. I'm losing my voice. I've been preaching to the choir all morning. Have a great day. And if it helps you, please subscribe and share the podcast. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.